something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah. I want to share briefly with you on be filled with the Spirit. See, it's a simple but very profound instruction given to us in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I want you to read for me verse 18. 1, 2, go. You haven't found it yet? You haven't found it? Have you found it?
Yes.
All right, read it now, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I believe that the Word of God is for doing. I believe God gave us His Word not only to inform us, but for us to do it. So the Bible says, be ye doers of the Word, not hearers only. There are people who are hearers only. They just hear it. They like it. They listen to the Word of God. They love it, but they don't do it. Here it says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Read it to someone close to you. Hallelujah. It says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. The striking thing about what he tells us here, when it says, be not drunk with wine, the Greek term that's used there expresses more than being full of the drink. It actually means to be full of it until it controls you. So he says, don't be full of the drink to the level it controls you. Now, the point is this. What he wants to tell you has nothing to do with drink. Are you getting this? You know, some people, that's where they like to stop. They say, yeah. Bible says, don't be full of drink until it controls you. I can drink until, so long as it doesn't control me, I still know myself.
You see, he's not trying to talk to you about drink. He's trying to relate something to you. The focus is not on the drink. The focus is what should replace it. He's saying, don't be controlled by drink. Don't be full of drink till it controls you. Rather, be full of the Spirit to the control of the Spirit. That's what he's talking about. He's not trying to get your mind on the drink. He's trying to get your mind on the Spirit. He wants you to be full of the Spirit. How often? Always. Many Christians live ordinary lives because they are not full of the Spirit. They are full sometimes and then not full sometimes. Meanwhile, the margin actually shows us that what the apostle was saying there, what Paul the apostle was saying there, was to be continually being filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit continually. Be filled with the Spirit. If you're continually filled with the Spirit, your life will be an unending stream of the supernatural, of the miraculous. When we talk about a life of constant victory, this is what we mean. It's a life that's continually filled with the Spirit. And because of that, you're going to see things God's way continually. You cease to operate at this base level of the ordinary man. It's a base level. They think wrong. They think at the ordinary plane of life. But there's a higher realm of life. We have been called into a supernatural walk with God for an unending life of victory. Absolute victory. But you know, that's not the experience of many, many Christians. It's not. They're trying and it's not working, you know. They say they're putting some things to work. They're trying and then it's not happening as they expect. Somebody said, I give my tithes always. I don't know why I got problems in my finances. I give my offerings continually. I don't know why I got problems in my finances. Oh, well, I don't know why I got problems in my job. I don't know why I got problems in my business. You know, people got all these kind of things. They got lots of these challenges. You know why? Because they are operating on the level of the flesh. There's where they're operating. Step up. Tell somebody, step up. Glory to God. Step up. Say it again to someone. Step up, brother. Step up, sister. Hallelujah. Step up. Step up. Stop seeing things the way you do. See with the eyes of the Spirit. See with the eyes of the Spirit. The world will suddenly become small to you. Think the thoughts of God. But you know, how are you going to do that? No, nobody can do that except by the Holy Ghost. That's why he wants us to be filled with the Spirit. Because if we're filled with the Spirit, we will be enabled supernaturally. We will see what men don't see. We'll hear what the ordinary man can't hear. We'll perceive things at a higher plane of life. A realm that's impossible for the natural man. The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And then he says, he that is spiritual judgeth all things, not some things. He has an understanding of all things. It's within his ability, in his spirit. Something about the spiritual man. He's never confused. He's never perturbed. He's never worried. He has come to the level in his life where he has learned to cast all his cares upon him. Because he cares for him. That's why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can. Glory to God. I can do all things. He has an I can do mentality. He's never confused. He never finds himself in that position of worry. Why me? Why are these things happening to me? What have I done wrong? No. He has stepped upward. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He doesn't function like the ordinary man. He's full of the Holy Ghost. He says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Be filled with the Spirit. He'll make you a wonder. Be filled with the Spirit. When you're full of the Spirit, you know, you talk differently. You know, like the guy, you know, looks at himself in the mirror. He's always hissing. Always looking troubled. The one who's full of the Spirit stands in front of the mirror. He says, you're going somewhere. Are you hearing me? He's cheered up always. You're going somewhere. He's talking to himself. You're going somewhere. The world is small. Hit it big.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/goloud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy. 16053 Industrial Site, Zari, Chinhoyi, Zimbabwe. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call 077-520-2305. 077-284-3739 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah. I always have better days. I always have better days. You know, some people say, you know, they're going through a hard time. You know, for that day, they say, you know, it's one of those days. They're trying to say it's one of those tough days, you know, where things don't work out right. That's what they're trying to say. See, but because in their mentality, they have these blue days. They have come to an understanding that things don't always work out. There are some days, tough days. It's one of those days. I don't have any of those days. I am an absolute victor 24 hours a day, every day of the week, every day of the year, every day. I don't give any to the devil. He doesn't stand a chance. I don't give him any. I rule always. I'm in office all the time. See what I mean? He's put the devil under my feet. So I keep him there all the time. He ain't coming out of there. You see, somebody says, it looks like the devil is just running rampage in my family. No, he's not supposed to be running rampage. That's where he should be. You trap him there. See, devil, you can't show up anywhere because you're down there. He said, you shall tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means. Whew. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. See, it means that whoever is trying to hurt you is wasting his time. He is fighting a lost battle. He's wasting his time. That's why I tell you, never pray about your enemies. Never pray about those who don't like you or those who despise you, those who got problems with you. Never care about them. Let me tell you a secret. No one who dislikes you can ever be ahead of you. It's a spiritual secret. I'm not even yet talking about hatred. He doesn't hate you. I mean, I'm talking about dislike. I told you, I've never met somebody that I didn't like. Because I made up my mind many years ago. I cannot not like somebody. I've never met someone that I didn't like. Someone who doesn't like you can never be ahead of you. And here's another thought. If he had been ahead of you before he heard of you and disliked you or met you and disliked you, he has put a full stop on his journey. He is not moving further until you're gone past him. That's what the Bible says. See, we are called to inherit a blessing. We are called special. You got to understand this. We're not ordinary folks. See, have this consciousness in you. Did you ever read in the book of Numbers? Well, 23rd chapter of the book of Numbers, you'd find how that Balaam, who had been asked to curse Israel, was there trying to curse Israel. He wanted to. He tried. But every time he opened his mouth to curse Israel, God threw a blessing into his mouth. And then he said a blessing. And the man who hired him to curse Israel stopped him. Shut up! I hired you to curse them. And you are blessing them. He said, I'm sorry. I'll try again. Then he tried again to curse Israel. He spoke another blessing. And the man said, shut up! I asked you to curse them. Then Balaam said, look, this is impossible because it shall be said of Israel that which God had wrought. You didn't get that. That means Israel is God's workmanship. And that's what the Bible says about us over in the New Testament. That we are his workmanship. So he said to the man, there is no enchantment against Jacob. No divination against Jacob. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Turning to the book of Exodus, in chapter number 31, and read from verse 1. Exodus chapter 31. All right, read from verse 1. 1, 2, go. What verse are you? Read verse 3 now. Verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. This guy was heavily gifted by God. How? Through the Spirit. He filled him with wisdom. He filled him with ability. Says he, and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting of stones, to set them and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. Oh my goodness. Now, he gave this gentleman such tremendous ability because he wanted him to do something. He wanted him to carry out the construction of the tabernacle and all the various vessels that should be in there. And God filled him with the Spirit. He filled him with the Spirit. Whatever you want to do, do it through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't received the Holy Spirit, you got a problem. And that means you need to, and you need to today. Don't wait too long. But if you have received the Holy Spirit, it's not enough. You have to be filled with the Spirit continually.
It's time for your miracle.
I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out, and you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone that swallowed something in a dream,
that's
and I've
right.
been trying to
through.
Right. I've got these ladies here for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! 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 It can't stay, it can't stay, it can't stay, it can't stay. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. It can't stay in you. It can't stay. Out of them now!
In Mark chapter 9, verse 17, a certain man brought his son to Jesus for prayer. Mark chapter 9, verse 20. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 26. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him. These women are coughing out substances. Some of them, items that they had eaten in their dream experiences. And as they do so, the evil spirit departs from them. Glory to God.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy. 16053 Industrial Site, Zari, Chinhoyi, Zimbabwe. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call 077-520-2305, 077-284-3739 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. This is the continuation of the message, Be Filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, read verse 14. How much more shall what? Christ, who? Through the eternal spirit, that's the Holy Ghost, offered himself without spot to God. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. It says that Jesus Christ offered himself to God through the Holy Ghost. He could would not even offer himself without the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm trying to let you see. When somebody says, I don't know, I've been doing this for the Lord and things aren't working out for me. Or I've been giving to the Lord and things aren't working out for me. Or I gave this or I did that. Did you do it through the Holy Ghost? You cannot do anything through the Holy Ghost and have problems with it. No. You've got to learn to function through the Holy Spirit. Imagine this man was going to head up this construction for the Lord, and God had to fill him with the Spirit first. Even in the garments, the priest's garments, the man had to be full of the Holy Spirit to make the garments. Because the priest had to put those things on to go into the most holy place. And it had to be sanctified. God has called you. God has chosen you. Understand that God's purpose in your life is to show to the world around you his manifold wisdom. His purpose in your life is to demonstrate his excellencies. Are you hearing me? It is his desire to prove his greatness in your life. You don't have to ask for it. This is his purpose. This is his desire. He said to Israel, you shall be the head only. That's what he said to them. He said, you shall be the head only. The head doesn't mean the managing director. I don't know if you're listening to this. Joseph was in the house of Potiphar as a houseboy. But in the house of Potiphar, he was so blessed that Potiphar took notice and said, I can see that I've been blessed because of this man. The Bible says that God so magnified Joseph in the house of Potiphar. Jacob, the same thing. He was working for Laban. The Bible tells us that God so blessed him until Laban took notice that the reason his own business had become blessed was because of Jacob. It doesn't matter where you are. You can become the symbol of God's blessing, God's presence, God's graces in that place where you are, till they take notice that because of you, favor has come to this family. Because of you, favor has come to this company. Because of you, favor has come to this city. Because of you, it will not work just because it is true. This is what many Christians don't know. They say, if the thing is true, why is it not working in my life? The Bible says, work out your own salvation with godly reverence. In other words, it's given to you, but you got to work it out. You are the one to make it work. It's there, packaged and delivered. What will you do with what you have? This life that is in your spirit. What is greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Okay, that greater one in me, how can I put his ability to work? That becomes a question. How? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You still in this place?
Yes, sir.
Say, I'm a victor.
I'm a victor.
Say it again, I'm a victor.
I'm a victor.
I'm a champion forever.
I'm a champion forever.
See, the Bible says when Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection, he opened their, oh God, this is marvelous. He says he opened their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. He opened their understanding. How in the world did he do it? John tells us how he did it. The Bible says he breathed on them. He blew on them. When he did, he said, receive the Spirit. He opened their understanding. There are certain things that we find ourselves struggling with. You are reading and reading and reading this thing, you're not understanding it. You're working and trying and trying, you don't understand how to do it. Let him open your understanding. Let this Holy Ghost open your understanding. He'll do something supernatural with your life. That's why Paul said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Everything you do turns into success. Nothing that I ever get involved with fails. Nothing. Why? I'm full of the Spirit. I'm a man of the Spirit. Say that with me. Say, I'm not a man of the world. Say it again. I'm not a man of the world. I'm a man of the Spirit. I have the Spirit of God in me. The Spirit of God is in me. Working in me. Working in me. Talking in me. It's got to be in your consciousness. In your consciousness. It has to be there. In your everyday consciousness. That the Spirit of God is at work within you. You are not alone. Jesus was always conscious of the presence of his Father. He said, I'm never alone. I'm never alone. No one ever met me by myself and came to say, oh, you're alone. And I said, oh, yes. Never. Because I said, no, never alone. Because I'm always conscious that I'm never alone. So the language can't even, I can't even think it. Say, I'm the only one here. I'm alone. Alone? Never. Jesus said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. It's either true. If he said so, just because you think you are the only one in the room, doesn't mean you're the only one there. So when someone says, oh, you are alone. I'm not alone. They think you are alone because they can see only you. They are short-sighted. All you see is not all there is. Are you hearing me? All you see is not all there is. See, I call an angle soldier of my grace to the heart. So much to be said through the Holy Ghost, but he shall minister to your spirit. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. 16053 Industrial Site, Zari, Chinhoyi, Zimbabwe. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call 077-520-2305, 077-284-3739 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.